Here are today's top stories. Hey, it's nice that an executive pleaded guilty to kickbacks in the parking meter deal, isn't it? It's nice. It's always nice to read when you wake up in the morning. How did I get screwed over 10 years ago? Oh, here it is. How one person made $22 million off installing one of the crappiest deals in Chicago history. Hey, at least somebody made money off the deal. He should have to pay the money back in quarters. What do you think? Good idea. So now it comes out that Denny Hastert spent time in his political career railing against child abuse and child molesters. Really? I guess that's better than the gay congressman railing against gay rights. This after yesterday's motion from defense lawyers that groin massages don't count as sexual abuse. This after lawyers asked for no jail time because Hastert, he's just too sick. Wow, this case is using all the plays in the old playbook. What's next? The lawyer's gonna rhyme? If he touched the groin, you got to give the coin. That's my best Johnny Cochran. The Cubs have widened sidewalks on Addison in front of Wrigley. Wait, you could just do that? I want to widen my sidewalk. Yeah, for security reasons. The truth is, the sidewalk on Addison just east of Clark is way too narrow. We all know that. But I think they should go further. I say widen and install outdoor troughs. Huh? Think of the efficiency alone. The New York primary's coming up. Are you excited? I hate when New York does this. National media's like, hey, have you heard of a primary? The first one is coming up here in New York City, and the world is standing still. This is the biggest moment in the history of history. Now let's eat a plain hot dog and runny pizza. Wake me up when it's the midterm elections. Senator Mark Kirk announced today he's going to skip the GOP convention this year. He's like, listen, it just sounds like it's going to be a clown show. So, and I would know, I'm a senator. I mean, it's a full-blown three-ring circus under that rotunda. Who hears from the south side? Okay, all right. Getting closer to some new amenities along the Chicago Riverwalk, a floating garden, and a fountain for kids. I don't know about you, but I'm going to skip the Chicago River fountain for kids. I like my kids without Chicago River water. Still, looks like it's going to be cool. In weather, can you taste it? No, it's not the river. That's the taste of spring. In sports, the Blackhawks lost game one to a technicality. Tomorrow night, game two. But the good news is that the Hawks' penalty killing was on point, as well as their defensive performance overall. The bad news, the defense was so good that it scored the only goal. Freak losses are one thing. Freak losses in the playoffs? Ugh, I need a drink. How about Kobe Bryant scoring 60 in his last game? That's the equivalent of Brett Favre sliding down to let Michael Strahan break the sack record. Remember that? Kobe Bryant proving once again that basketball is, yeah, it's an individual sport. The Golden State Warriors won their 73rd game last night to break the Bulls' record for most regular season wins. I think I respectfully speak for all Chicagoans when I say, go San Antonio. The Bulls brass did their post-mortem last night after the season ended, you know, when everyone was watching other sports. Smart move, since the press conference essentially was, hey, you know what? I know we suck, but we're not really going to make any changes. So, hey, let's go watch the end of that Hawks game. The Sox swept the winless Twinkies this week in Minnesota. Today, they continued their hot streak with a 4-1 win. Hey, we said right here on the download, they had to start fast. And guess what? They are hot. The Cubs are playing tonight. Is it me? Or is it kind of weird that the Cubs have yet to have a day game at Wrigley Field? This whole series against the Reds has been night games. I don't know, maybe they make more money at night. More nacho sales. Oh man, it's 9:30. I wish I'd get some more nachos. Oh, there's so many nachos. And in football, I know I said I wouldn't talk about the draft till closer to the draft, but the newly minted LA Rams traded up for the number one pick today. How about that? I like that moxie. They are rumored to take a quarterback or actress Meryl Streep. You know, LA Rams. And finally, the head of AMC Theaters hinted that they may allow patrons to text when they are at the movies. You know what? I, for one, agree. Imagine sitting through Independence Day 2 without any distraction. That sounds like torture. That's the carryout for April 14th, 2016. Hey, did you order the beef? You want it dipped? Come on, do it. Dip it. You gotta dip it. Everybody dips it.